Title: Filter Movement Before Drops, for Pirate Radio Energy Intermediate. All right, let's build that classic Pirate Radio pre-drop in drum and bass. That feeling where the track sounds like it's being tuned in through static, getting narrower and tense, and then the drop hits full spectrum like somebody just unlocked the signal. This lesson is all about controlled bandwidth plus rising intensity, and the big secret is this. The pre-drop filter move only works if the drop is completely clean and full range again. So we're going to set it up in a way that's repeatable, safe for your mix, and easy to automate in Ableton. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar pre-drop section with a DJ-style low-pass sweep, a mid-focus tune-in band-pass moment, some rhythmic filter movement in the last two bars for urgency, and a clean snap back into the drop with no low-end loss. Let's start with session prep. This is quick, but it's what prevents you from accidentally wrecking the drop. First, group your track into a few main buses. You want something like a drum bus, a bass bus, a music bus for stabs, pads, vocals and atmos, and an FX bus for uplifters, impacts, noise and all that. Now create a new audio track and name it pre-drop bus. Here's the key routing move. For the build-up section, you're going to route those buses into the pre-drop bus instead of directly to the master. In Ableton, on each bus, set audio to the pre-drop bus, and keep pre-drop bus going to master like normal. Teacher note, you don't have to keep this routing for the whole song. In fact, you shouldn't. You can use it just for the 16 bars before the drop, and then after the drop you can route everything straight back to master again. The whole point is, we want to do aggressive pre-drop processing without permanently changing your core mix. Now we build the backbone, the DJ filter, on the pre-drop bus. Load these stock devices in this order: auto filter, then saturator, then utility. On auto filter, set it to a low-pass 24 dB slope. That's the classic strong sweep. Start cutoff around 18 kHz, resonance around 0.8 up to about 1.2. You want it audible, but not whistling. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB depending on how hot your signal is. And keep the LFO off for now. We're going to automate manually first so it feels intentional. On saturator, pick analog clip or a soft sign. Drive just 1 to 3 dB. Turn on soft clip and do a quick level check. The goal is density, not louder. If you're hitting the master too hard, pull the saturator output down. On utility, leave width at 100% for now. We'll automate that later to get that mono broadcast vibe. Now the money move, the 16-bar sweep that doesn't ruin the drop. Go to Arrangement View and press it to show automation. On pre-drop bus, open the auto filter cutoff automation lane. We're going to tell a bandwidth story, not just do one long sweep. Think of it in phases. Phase 1 is full range but slightly dulled. Over the first 8 bars of the 16, so bars minus 16 to minus 8, before the drop, slowly bring the cutoff down from around 18 kHz to somewhere like 3 to 5 kHz. Subtle. This should feel like a DJ just starting to close the top end. The groove is still recognizable. Phase 2 is pressure. From bar minus 8 to around bar minus 2, continue down from that 3 to 5 kHz zone down to around 200 to 350 hz. This is where the world narrows, the hats disappear, and the listener leans in. And now, the critical part. At the exact drop point, you must reset. Either snap the cutoff straight back to 18 kHz on the downbeat, or automate the auto filter device off right on the first beat of the drop. If you don't do that, you'll get that classic problem. The drop hits and it feels weirdly small or muted, and you'll think your bass patch is weak. It's not weak, you just left the filter on. Quick note, sometimes automating device on and off can click. If that happens, don't panic. Instead of bypassing, keep the device on and just slam the cutoff back up a tiny moment before the drop, then fully open right on the downbeat, or automate resonance down right at the drop. Smooth transitions, same impact. Now let's add the Pirate Radio tune-in moment. This is the mid-focused lock-on that makes it feel like a receiver finding the station. After your first auto-filter, add a second auto-filter. This one is bandpass. Set filter type to bandpass 12 or 24 dB. Put cutoff somewhere around 900 hz to 1.8 kHz. Set resonance around 1.2 to 2.0. Keep drive conservative, maybe 0 to 4 dB. Bandpass plus resonance can spike fast, so watch your meters. Automation idea. In the last 4 bars before the drop, bring this bandpass in. The clean way is automating the device on, or, if you want extra smoothness, place the bandpass filter in an audio effect rack and automate its dry/wet. But let's keep it simple. Automate device on. From bar minus 4 to minus 2, fade the vibe and by enabling the bandpass. Then in bars minus 2 to the drop, do a small band pass cutoff rise, like 1.0 kHz up to 1.6 kHz, and increase resonance just a touch. It shouldn't scream, it should feel like the signal is focusing. Extra coach move, instead of a smooth band pass rise, try stepping the band pass cutoff through a few targets, like 850, then 1.1K, then 950, then 1.4K with short ramps. That frequency hop feels like scanning and searching, not like an EDM build. Now we need urgency in the last two bars. This is where it becomes DNB, not just a filter sweep. Go back to the first auto filter, the low pass one, and turn on the LFO. Set it to sync. Try a rate of 1/8 or 1/16. Use a sine wave for smooth pumping or saw down for that more aggressive chopping shot motion. Keep phase at zero. Amount around 10 to 25%. Now the important part. Automate the LFO amount so it only turns up in the last two bars. Before that, keep it off or near zero. You want the pre-drop to feel controlled and then start to destabilize at the very end, like the transmission is getting shaky right before the full reveal. Alternative method, if you want more chaos, add beat repeat after the filters. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16, 8 around 30 to 60%, chance around 20 to 40%, and mix low, like 10 to 25%. Then automate that mix up only in the final bar or two. It's the broadcast stutter. Very pirate. Very something's about to happen. Now for the radio part. Stereo collapse to mono. On utility, automate width. Start at 100%. Over the last four bars, bring it down to somewhere between 0 and 30%. Then at the drop, snap it back to 100%. That stereo change is a huge part of why the drop feels wider without you turning anything up. It's psychoacoustics. Narrow becomes wide. Mid only becomes full spectrum, and your brain calls it impact. If you want to push that illusion even more, you can do a tiny gain bump in the final bar, like half a dB to 1.5 dB, but only if you're not clipping. And here's the sneaky pro trick. If your buildup is getting denser from saturation and resonance, the drop can feel smaller because the build is too loud. So sometimes the right move is the opposite. Automate the pre-drop bust down by about 0.5 to 1.5 dB in the final bar, then release it at the drop. The drop feels like it arrives, even at the same lufs. Now let's talk about protecting low end and transients, because this is where a lot of people accidentally thin out their drop. If you're filtering the whole mix hard, you're probably also filtering the sub during the build. Sometimes that's fine if you want the all the way down the tunnel effect, but for darker rollers and heavy stuff, you often want the sub to stay clean and ominous underneath, while everything else gets tuned in. So try this. Route your sub channel directly to master, bypassing the pre-drop bus. Everything else goes through pre-drop bus and gets filtered. That gives you that constant low rumble while the tops vanish, and the drop still slams because the sub never got strangled. And if your snare loses bite at the very end, don't abandon the filter idea. Exempt the transient. You can route a snare transient layer, or just the top snare group, directly to master at a low level during the last bar or two. The listener still feels that human hit, while the rest of the mix is getting narrow and weird. Now a quick headroom safety note. Resonance plus saturation creates peaks. If you notice sudden spikes during the tune-in moment, you can put a limiter or glue compressor just on the pre-drop bus, sealing around minus 0.8 dB, catching only the worst moments. And if you want the drop to breathe, bypass that limiter right at the drop. Next, a workflow upgrade. Make this a one-knob macro so you can reuse it. Select both auto filters, the saturator, and utility on pre-drop bus. Then group them into an audio effect rack. Map key parameters to macro 1 and name it tune in. Map the low pass cutoff so it travels from 18 kHz down to about 250 HE. Map the band pass filter to turn on, or map its dry/wet from 0 to 100 if you set it up that way. Map band pass resonance from about 1.0 to 1.8. Map utility width from 100 down to about 15%. And map saturator drive from 1 dB up to around 3 dB. Now you can draw one automation curve for the entire vibe. It's consistent, fast, and you can save it as part of your template. Before we wrap, here are common mistakes to avoid. 1. Filtering the drop by accident. Always reset cutoff or bypass at the downbeat. 2. Too much resonance. In DNB, harsh resonant peaks can fight snares and hats and just sound cheap. If it whistles, back it off. 3. Automating everything hard at the same time. If cutoff, resonance, width, and drive are all ramping aggressively, it gets messy. Prioritize cutoff first. Then add one or two extra moves near the end. 4. Making the build too loud. If the build wins the loudness battle, the drop shrinks emotionally. Use that final bar dip if needed. Now let's do a quick 15-minute practice setup. Pick a 174 BPM rolling loop with drums, bass, a stab, and an atmosphere. Create pre-drop bus and route everything except sub into it. Add auto filter low pass, then auto filter band pass, then saturator, then utility. Program a 16-bar pre-drop. From minus 16 to minus 2, sweep the low pass down to around 300 Hz. From minus 4 to the drop, enable the band pass and narrow width to around 20%. In the last two bars, automate the low pass LFO amount up to around 15% at 1/16. Then at the drop, bypass the filters or reset them. Width back to 100 and saturator back to normal. Bounce a short export and listen. Does the drop feel wider, brighter, and louder even if the meter says it's not louder? If yes, you nailed the psychoacoustics. Recap to lock it in. Pirate Radio Energy is bandwidth restriction plus tension automation plus a clean reset. Use a dedicated pre-drop bus so your drop mix stays intact. Build the movement with a low-pass sweep as the foundation. A band pass tune-in moment for character, rhythmic pumping or stutter for urgency, and mono narrowing for authentic broadcast vibe. Then reset everything hard and clean at the drop for maximum impact. If you tell me what style you're making, like liquid, rollers, jump hop, neuro, or jungle, and whether you keep sub constant or filter it out, I can suggest a specific 16-bar automation curve that fits your vibe.